All right, ladies, welcome to day number 10 of the Uncommon Woman Challenge. And tonight we are talking about the power of prayer. I was so excited to get to this class tonight because I understand, number one, the power of prayer, and number two, how prayer has changed my entire life. And I know it's changed many people's lives. If I open up this call, we could all share and express a story that that we've seen the power of prayer working in our lives, in our own lives. Prayer gives us power. I don't know about you, but when I get finished praying and talking to God and being intentional in that moment, where that moment I am literally talking to God, not just in my head, not just thanking him in my head. That's meditation. When you are actually speaking out and expressing your gratitude and talking to him, that is prayer. You have to be verbal with your prayers. I believe that prayer is talking to God, where meditation is listening to God. So before I get into the points for my note takers, for those ladies that are taking such copious notes and sending me these sheets of notes, and they are just making my soul smile. Y'all just don't know how it feels to have to speak into someone's life and them to actually receive it and take action on it. There's nothing better that I've ever experienced. There's nothing better. So I just want to share with you guys three different areas in my life that changed my life through the power of prayer. Number one area of my life was in, you know what, ladies? I am so sorry. I did not state our affirmation. I am going to rewind and go back to our affirmation. For those ladies who have your journal in front of you, I want you to speak this out loud with me. I'm going to repeat it twice. Please forgive me. I was so excited to get into sharing my story. So today's affirmation simply says, today I will pray without ceasing. I know God hears all of my prayers, and I trust in him and his timing. Today I will pray without ceasing. I'm going to repeat that again, and I hope that you guys are repeating it out loud with me. Today I will pray without ceasing. Meaning I'm not going to stop all day long. I'm just going to pray, and I'm going to get into that. I believe that every word that we speak is a prayer, not just when we are formally getting on our knees or when we're in church with the corporate prayer, where all of that is essential and all of that is necessary. But those prayers that we say in the shower, driving down the street, before we go into work, those are the most powerful and transforming prayers, I believe. So today I will pray without ceasing. I know God hears all of my prayers, and I trust in him and his timing. Today I will pray without ceasing. And I mentioned, I believe it was last night, about the power of saying the word today. So we know that we are talking about today. We're not talking about yesterday. We're not talking about tomorrow. It helps keep us focused and not make things so overwhelming. So the three areas that, just three stories that I'd like to share with you before I get into the points for my note takers. One of the areas that prayer really, really changed for me. If you guys have been following me for any length of time on YouTube, I have a YouTube video, and the title is called I Cheated on My Husband with the Wrong Man. If you've never seen that video, it's very, very old. It's almost embarrassing. Sometimes I can't even go back and watch my older videos, but I leave them up because people are still being helped by them, but whatever. So I did have an affair on my husband some years ago. And for me, during that time in my life, I was literally addicted to the attention of other men, and not just from my husband. Growing up, like I shared with you guys, I was very insecure. I had so many insecurities, and I was willing to give myself to anyone who paid attention to me for longer than 2.2 seconds. They could have me any way that they wanted. And so after being married, just in the first couple years of my marriage, I stepped outside of my marriage. I was very addicted to the attention of other men. So much so, like I said, that it caused me to have an affair. And one of the things that I prayed and I spoke over my life over and over and over again, and I firmly believe that this is what changed my addiction to the attention of other men, was simply saying that I have eyes only for my husband. I have eyes only for my husband. I'm only attracted to my husband. I have 7 holes in my body, and every last one of them belong to my husband. I would literally say that over and over and over and over again and over again. I guarantee you, with thousands of times that I had to say this, that I had to pray this prayer and state this affirmation before it actually started to be the truth. Now, at the time when I was saying it, that I only have eyes for my husband, that was not the truth. That was not the truth. I had eyes for other men other than my husband, but I knew the power of prayer. I knew that if I turned it over to God, that God would add his power on me, and I would be able to eventually live the lifestyle that I saw myself living, which was being a faithful wife to my husband. So that's the first area, or the one of the biggest areas or stories that I wanted to share with you guys as far as the power of prayer really, really working in my life. The other situation was with my daughter, my oldest daughter. My oldest daughter, from the time that they have been little, I've always told them, you're not little, since they can age appropriate, I've always talked to them and told them about the sacredness of having sex and sharing their body with other people. And I always said to my daughter, and I always reference my oldest daughter because she's older. I don't deal with this with my youngest child, my youngest daughter yet. But I always said to my daughter, I said, Kiera, I believe that if you hold on to your virginity, that God will place a man in your life that is doing the same thing, that is waiting for his wife. I prayed that prayer over my daughter so many times and just kept that thought and kept seeing her in that light. I was going to say unfortunately, but unfortunately/fortunately, she did not wait until she was married. She lost her virginity when she was 17 years old. She's now 19 years old. It was a very horrible experience for her. And she made the decision to rededicate herself and say, I am not having sex again until it is with my husband. A couple months later, she met this guy that she went to, well, they didn't go to the same school, but in the same school district. So we lived in the same neighborhood, and they had mutual friends. They became friends, started liking each other, and started dating. He, too, was not a virgin, only had sex one time. But he committed to rededicating himself way before he even met my daughter and told my daughter, I am committed to not having sex until I get married. So although my daughter didn't wait until she lost her virginity, that prayer still came to pass. And God brought a man in her space, a young man in her space, that is waiting for his wife too. We have so much power when it comes to prayer, especially when it comes to our children, and I'll get into that in a couple minutes. The next area that I experienced the power of prayer was smoking cigarettes. I shared with you guys the other night, I've smoked cigarettes since I was 14 years old. I think 12 or 13 I started smoking cigarettes until I got into my early 30s. And I would pray over and over again, God, help me break this addiction. God, help me break this addiction. While I was smoking the cigarette, although I was enjoying the cigarette, I was stating the affirmation and praying and saying, I do not like smoke. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the taste of it. I don't like what it's doing to my body. And so those are the three major areas that I've really seen prayer work. Now, obviously, we could go on and say how prayer has changed all of our lives, but I thought that that was important to share with you ladies on tonight as far as me specifically, how I've seen the power of prayer working in my own life. And so for my note takers, I just want to go over a couple points on how to pray, and the benefits of praying. This is so, so, so important. So number one, for my note takers, number one is pray specific prayers. Be specific when you pray. I believe that the more specific we are when we pray, the faster it is that we draw the thing to us that we are praying for. Oftentimes you ask someone, what is it that you want? And they say, oh, I just want to make some more money. Well, how much more money? And they say, oh, just some more money. I just want to make some more money. Or if you ask a woman that is not married and you ask her, well, what kind of man do you want? Oh, just any kind of man. I just give me a man. Just give me a man's man. I just want a man. Well, be specific in your prayers. There is absolutely nothing wrong with going to God specific with your prayers. There's so much power in being specific, because when we are specific, the very thing that we're praying for, when it shows up, we will be able to recognize it because we were crystal clear with our prayers. The second point is to remind God of his promises that he's made to you. There is absolutely nothing wrong. I believe there is a scripture that talks about this. I'm not clear on where it is, but I believe that, but when we remind God of what he has promised me, there's nothing wrong with doing that. We can say, Lord, you said that I am healed. Lord, you said that I am the head and not the tail. Lord, you said that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. You said, by your stripes, I am healed. Lord, you said that you will never leave me and never forsake me. There is absolutely nothing wrong with quoting scriptures back to God. Not that he needs to be reminded, but that we can be reminded and continue to imprint that into our subconscious mind. So do not be afraid to hold God accountable for the word that he has spoken over your life, because we know that God does not lie. I may disappoint you, your husband may disappoint you, your boss may disappoint you, but there is no disappointment when it comes to God. He is always faithful to his word and to what he said he's going to do in our lives. The next point is to, and this can be a big thing for some of us, for most of us, is to ask and you shall receive. Oh, gosh, how many of us don't ask for what we really want? We kind of just take what's left over. And I believe that that even goes way back to our childhood when our parents said, now, when we go in the store, don't you ask for nothing. Or when we went to a friend's house and we were having dinner, we were afraid to ask for seconds if we were still hungry. We've been taught from a very young age to not ask for anything. So then when we grow up as adults, we think we just have to take what people are offering to us. That cannot be further from the truth. Ask for what you want. And this asking goes back to our belief system and our thoughts. What do you believe you can have? If you believe that you can only have a little bit, you're only going to ask for a little bit. But I believe that this universe is massive. It's so huge. Don't ask for little things. Ask for the big things. Be bold enough to pray and ask exactly for what you want, and not just specifically in your prayer when you're praying to God. Yes, you want to be you want to ask for what you want, but also with other people. Ask for what you want. Don't just take the leftovers. The next point is the word yes. I want us to practice saying the word yes. Now, I've posted and I've also coached women to not be afraid to say no to people, but I also believe that we have to be trained and have to know that say yes. It's okay to say yes. Say yes to opportunities. When we're praying for things and God sends us the people that have the resources that we want and we shrink back and say, well, no, no, thank you. Say yes. Start saying yes, even if you don't think you are ready for the thing that you are asking for. Say yes. I remember when my husband and I were looking for a home to purchase, the home that we live in now. I told you guys, I had started, my intention was to find a rental property. I didn't think that our credit was good enough yet for us to purchase yet. So when I called the realtor and she was telling me about the rental properties and she said, well, I have some homes for sale that I could show you. My whole being wanted to say no. Like, I'm like, no, I don't think we're ready. No, 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 no. But say yes, even if you don't think you're ready. You don't know what's going to be on the other side. You don't know. You may think that your credit is jacked up. God can wipe out your credit report in a matter of seconds, and that has happened to me before. Not wiping out my credit report, but wiping out a negative account that I had at a bank. When I opened up my store, I needed to get a business bank account. But I couldn't do that for many of us who know who have been raggedy in our past with our money. If you have bounced checks and you have non-sufficient funds, they put your nice little pretty name through the check systems, and you cannot open a checking account through anybody until you clear that up. So once I went to the bank to pay off the dollar amount that I owed to the bank, I had called that morning to get the payoff amount. Then I wrote it down on a piece of paper, couldn't find it, so I had to call the bank back to go get a money order. Before I went to the bank, it was completely wiped out. I owed absolutely nothing. That was a matter of one day. That dollar amount was completely at zero. And the banker told me, she said, ma'am, you can't pay on something that's not here. You don't have a balance with us. So I was able to open up my business checking account. So be willing to say yes, because you don't know what is going to be on the other side of that yes. No, obviously, you still want to have your boundaries and say no. But keep it in context of what I'm saying to you on tonight. The next point is to expect what you are asking for and praying for to show up. So often, so many people pray for something and then just regularly go out about their day. Now, when I say expect it, if you are pregnant, if you find out that you're pregnant, and at this moment you know there's a baby coming, you're going to purchase diapers and socks and get the baby's room ready because you are expecting that child to come. You are in expectancy at that moment. If you and your girlfriend are going out to dinner and she tells you, Angel, I'll be there at 9 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, you're not going to just be laying around watching TV because you're expecting for her to show up. So you want to prepare for that. Expect that the prayers that you are praying are going to show up, and expect for them to show up. And expecting simply means preparing for that opportunity. So when you're pregnant, you're preparing for that, those contractions to start coming. So make sure that you expect what it is that you pray for. Even scripture tells us that when you pray, believe that you have received it. So you can't believe it if you're not expecting for it to come. The next point is prayer helps you keep your joy. How many of us had to pray before we walked into work, had to pray before we walked into our children's school, had to pray before we went into church? Prayer helps you keep your joy. If you know you're getting ready to walk into a situation that you know that if it's left up to you and your power, you may go in here and cuss somebody out and completely lose your joy. But prayer helps you keep your joy. I remember Bishop T.D. Jakes preaching a sermon once. I don't remember the title of it, but he was talking about the devil and the devil stealing our joy. He said that, you know, when you're sitting at your job at work and you're sitting there, the devil is not attacking you because he wants your job. If you get fired from your job, you're not going to show up the next day and see the devil sitting at your chair. The devil doesn't want your job. He wants your joy. So when your joy is gone, how confident do we feel to go and do anything if we're sad or depressed and have no joy in our life? So prayer gives us joy. It helps us maintain our joy. The next point, this is so key. I want you to realize and recognize the power that you have as a woman and as a man, but there's women on the phone, but men too. But ladies, you have the power to pray for your husbands, to pray for your boyfriends, to pray for your children. Literally go into your children's bedroom at night and lay your hands on them and pray for them. Stormy O. Martin, if any of you guys know her, if you are not familiar with her, pick up any of her books. She has so many books, The Power of Praying Woman, The Power of Praying Husband, a lot of books on prayer. But we have so much power, so pray for things. Pray for your family. Pray for your home. And be diligent. Just be tenacious about it. Do not let up on your prayer over your children, over yourself, over your marriage, over your job. We have so much power when it comes to being praying specifically for the different things in our lives. When you, I want to share this with you guys before I go on, and we're almost done, but prayer changes the atmosphere. When you pray, you are literally sending out these powerful words that are changing the atmosphere, literally. So what I used to do in my store, I used to play, I think I shared this with you guys the other night, that I used to play music in my store. I would play NDIRE or Jill Scott and gospel music. And when you are, I want you guys to do this for tomorrow. This isn't a homework assignment, but it's just coming up. When you leave your house tomorrow, I know none of us, hopefully none of us, are turning on our televisions, but turn on, if it's the TV that you can do, turn on your television and put it on the church channel, and don't watch it. Leave your house. Put on the a radio, if you have radio. Put on the a gospel station and leave that on while nobody is home. I want you guys to do this, and I want to hear what you guys experience through this. Prayer is words. Prayer is talking. So when those words are going out into the atmosphere, it changes things. Do this just as an experiment. If anybody has any doubt around prayer, put on the church channel and just let those words permeate your home and see how you feel. See how that atmosphere is changed and shifted by the time that you get home. You will be completely blown away. I never leave my house just dead silence when nobody is home. I always turn on some kind of music that's going to continue to create the atmosphere that I like to have in my home. The next point is this is big, y'all. Talk to God as much or more than you talk to your friends. How often do we get on the phone and talk to our friends about our problems, and then we get into our prayer room or to our prayer closet and we got like 5 words to say to God? That is so backwards. More often than not, the friend that you're calling, she doesn't know what she's doing about her situation either. So why not go to the creator of the universe and commune with him more so than you commune with somebody that's struggling with the same issues that you have? Make sure that you go to God and talk to him as much as you talk to your girlfriends, and keep it so real with him. We can get on the phones with our girlfriends and be like, girl, and let me tell you, this is what happened to me today. And then we talk to God and we get turned on our prayer voice, like, dear God, Heavenly Father, like, what is that? What is that? Be real with him. He is your friend. He is your father. He is your protector, your guider, your everything. So talk to God as much as you talk to your friends. The next point is to, and I touched on this a little bit earlier, but it's to prepare for the things that you are asking for. If you are asking God to bless you with a brand new car, but the car that you have now is dirty, it's not clean, it hasn't had a bath in God knows how long, why would God bless you with something else, something newer, something bigger to not take care of? Prepare for what it is that you are asking for. If you are a single woman and your desire is to get married, prepare for that. Prepare to be married. Make some space in your closet for your husband's clothes. Y'all may think that sounds crazy or out of the box. It is so real. When you prepare for something to show up, it is only a matter of time before that thing shows up. Before we moved into this house, I remember watching Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he said, if you want God to bless you with a house, start packing right now. Start packing up your house right now. And this was before I even pulled my credit report and started paying off our credit. I had boxes, two boxes packed in my, I guess it was my coat closet when you first walk into the apartment. Those boxes were in there and packed for 3 years, maybe a little bit longer than that. But I was preparing for where I wanted God to take me. So whatever it is that you are praying for, I don't care what it is, prepare for it and make space for it. I was coaching a woman a couple years ago, and she was doing hair out of her home, and she transitioned into like a salon plaza where there was like a whole bunch of women in there doing hair. And she was wanting more clients and, you know, wanting to get her name out there more. And I'm sitting in her house, and I'm like, all of her hair products are just, you know, all over the place. And but yet she's asking for increase and hoping that God blesses her with more clients. I'm like, if God gave you 50 women today that showed up at your house and they were ready for you to do their hair, are you prepared to handle that harvest? And she said no. So make sure you are preparing for what it is that you are asking for and watch it show up. I promise you, ladies, it's going to show up. And the last point that I have for you is always remember this, ladies. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your hope, because God may not show up when we want him to show up. But he is always, always, did I say always? He is always on time. And many of us can testify to that. There have been times when you may not have known where money was coming from to feed your children or to pay the bills, and something happened at the last moment, something showed up, and you were able to provide for what it is that you needed. All of us can meditate on a time that we didn't know what was coming in, what was going out, but at that last moment, God showed up. So when you have a promise from God, know, stand assured in the fact that it's going to happen. As long as you continue to pray, be in faith, and don't give up. Even if you're having a day that you don't see how it's possibly going to happen, don't lose your ground. What's his name? Donnie McClurkin sings a song called Stand. Just stand. Don't ever lose ground. Don't ever give up from where how far you've come. Don't ever go back to your old ways. Just stand still, and God will show up. He is so faithful, y'all. He is so, so, so faithful. So faithful. So that's what I have for you ladies on tonight. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines if anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns. Now is your time. And, oh, we are on perfect timing. Give me 1 second. Hello, ladies. The call is unmuted. Does anybody have any questions or comments before I give out tonight's homework assignment?
Can you just run those over again, please?
Yes, ma'am. I sure can. Okay. Number one is pray specific prayers. Number two is to remind God of what he promised you. Number three is to ask and you shall receive. Number four is to say yes to opportunities, even if you don't feel that you are ready for them. Expectancy, be in expecting, waiting for God to show up. What's my next point? Oh, prayer helps you keep your joy. The next point was pray for the things that you own. Pray for your children, your husband, your car, your house, your job. Pray for those things and the details of your life. The next one was to talk to God as much as you talk to your friends, if not more. And the last thing was to prepare for the things that you are asking for.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions or comments before we end on tonight? All right, ladies. So tonight's homework is to write down the five things that you are grateful for, as always. And the next thing is the next homework assignment that I want you guys to do is to pray about that thing that you have been avoiding facing, whether it's praying for forgiveness or praying that you forgive somebody else. Whatever it is that you have been avoiding, I want you to face it head on tonight. And just throw your head back, put your arms up, and say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in my life. Pray for the, just tell them, I give up. I give up my way, and I surrender it to you. So that's your homework assignment for tonight, is to pray about the thing that you have been avoiding. Ladies, I will see each and every one of you tomorrow, the same time and the same place. Good night, everyone.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.